asleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
holographic physician, and I have some things to talk to you about tonight at the end of the show that I'm going to tell you about a few things that have been going on as we've been touring the country here. We are currently in South Carolina, had a fabulous time in Florida, even though it's too hot and too humid. And so first let me say thank you very much to Crystal and to Jim and to Reverend Debbie and to Kaz and to Marissa, and oh boy, did we have a good time. Anyway, it was really interesting, and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about it at the end of the show. The other thing I wanted to mention is somehow I got off, and I started to read from Fascicle 21 last week, so X that out. If you've copied that, get rid of 21. It should have been Fascicle 25, and I was so tired that I just kind of didn't notice that. So tonight I'm going to read to you from the Knowledge Book, Fascicle 25, and then I'll tell you what happened afterwards with the vortex things. It's getting very, very powerful. So in the meantime, sit back and relax, and we'll start with Fascicle 25, 1988, first month. It is information for the public consciousness. Our friends, there are numerous worlds in the chain of cosmoses. You have many brothers and sisters like you living in those existential focal points. However, since intense energy layers separate you, you have lived until today unaware of each other. Now the technological dimensions of advanced plans are endeavoring to unify you. The power of each person is equivalent to the medium he or she lives in. All the systems are under the supervision of the divine plan. The name of the supreme mechanism, which is called the Supreme Court of Allah, is known as the system in universal dimensions. This system has been functioning since the existence of the atomic whole, and it has been in service as the lordly order. Him, who is described as Allah, is the establisher and the protector of this order. It is the duty of all the realms to serve him. If we evaluate Allah by the name Almighty, the protective, instructive, educative, training order he has established is called the plan. These operations have been projected on you until today as celestial commands and divine books from the universal dimensions. The truths were conveyed in accordance with public consciousnesses. The administrative mechanism of all these orders is the technological dimension. Your planet has not been acquainted with the technological dimension until the period of the explanation of the truths in this final age. This dimension has projected the plan of the Almighty until this time under the supervision of the All-Dominating by means of a lordly and spiritual operational order, and will do so. This dimension, which has been kept veiled for your world until today, has conveyed to your planet the tableau of operations parallel to the universal constitutions of many known and unknown solar systems as the single God consciousness and belief. The goal of the technological dimension, which has established the single God consciousness in your system by bestowing on humanity the sacred books like the Old Testament, the Psalms of David, the New Testament, the Quran, is to convey to you that you are not alone in the celestial totality, and to purify you by the frequencies carried by these sacred books, and to prepare you for the worlds of the morrows. Even though rebirth, that is reincarnation, is mentioned many times in the Book of Islam, many Islamic circles do not believe in reincarnation due to the fact that the technological dimension has been kept veiled for the Islamic mystical medium. numerous information in the Quran, which possesses an intense frequency power, was locked up in accordance with the operations of that period so that people would not be agitated. The technological dimension, which works cooperatively with the spiritual plan by unveiling the spiritual dimension for Islamic mysticism, has conveyed to you only the concepts of the Almighty and Allah. By this means, it provided your purification through the frequencies of serenity in the medium of worship. This medium has been called heaven in your sacred books. You deserve to receive the other information only after this purification medium. All the universal rules and information are present in the Book of Islam, which had been prepared in the 18th dimension and had been bestowed on your planet from the 9th dimension. After the religious dimension was closed with this final book and the final prophet, now the permission to open up to the universal dimensions has been given to humanity, which has been prepared during a period of 15 centuries, and your planet has been made to get directly in touch with the technological dimension. This final age, which is called the period of resurrection in your sacred books, is the period of attaining consciousness and is the awakening of your planet. It is called the Age of Mediumship or the Mediumic Age. During this period, which is also called the Period of Sincerity, the celestial authorities are proving the supremacy of the human being, both to himself or herself, and to the universes by removing the intermediaries. The technological dimension is registering the thoughts of each person in every breath by the computer advanced systems and is sending answers at that moment to your brain signals. By this means, it causes super worlds to gain superhuman beings by causing them to attain the evolvement of 1,000 years in 1 year, and it unifies the you of yesterday with the you of today and integrates you in a whole. The knowledge book, which is bestowed on your planet at the moment through the channel of Alpha like the other books, is dictated from the channel of the World Lord, which is connected to the focal point of the unified reality, from a private channel connected to the frequency of Dear Mevlana, and by this means gateways of truth are open for you. The powerful frequency of the knowledge book prepares people for salvation very speedily by evolving them in a silent and profound way. It is presented for your information. This message has been dictated as an answer to the chains of thought. That's signed by the center. Cosmic energies and control waves. Our friends, you who are the investment of the years as the residents of the Golden Galaxy are in your world at the moment, being on duty by the plan as peace missionaries by the command of the divine authorities. The negativities around you will never influence the friends who have attained genuine consciousness. Do not ever doubt this. To attain the ability to enter this channel, which will project on your planet the awareness of the entire ordinance, is not as easy as presumed. To receive messages, to give messages, occur as a result of the electromagnetic waves uniting with the radio signals, being able to reach your brain powers. Receiving messages has nothing to do with evolvement. Everyone who can develop his or her sixth sense can receive messages. But we evaluate people in accordance with their evolvement, and for this reason, we wish everyone who have developed his or her ability to receive these signals to serve on the path of humanity, and we get in touch with them on this matter. The plan gradually takes you under supervision after the first contacts begin, and it unveils the information up to the degree you have deserved. Information is a factor training you. You can accept them as a school plan. However, from time to time, the controls of whether you have digested this information or not are made. During those controls, whether you have deserved that which is expected of you or not, whether you are in harmony and agreement with the high consciousness of the messages we give or not, are examined. And to achieve this, the control waves are sent. Since these control waves influence the negativities, if there are any, in a still more negative way, in your lives both social and family discords are witnessed. In this medium, each person is responsible for his or her own consciousness and duties. We have always extended our friendly hands towards genuine friends who have attained genuine consciousness, and we have always kept them under a medium of great protection. Allah protects you. The control waves and the cosmic currents sent to you are not individual, but general, and they shower your entire planet. These waves have different special frequencies and vibrations. They influence all natural and cellular structures. By this means, your levels of consciousness purify themselves by the events you experience. These waves are sent to your planet to bring your consciousnesses to the desired level. Otherwise, you would not be able to progress in the field of science and learning. You would not be able to complete your evolutions. If you have completed your incarnation cycles in your past life, these waves strike a polished surface, cannot hold on, and slide down and away. Otherwise, they file the roughnesses in you. Control waves have nothing to do with cosmic energies. Cosmic energy pores are energies of knowledge and consciousness, but control waves are the waves of evolution. Each person who has terrestrial consciousness at first possesses a free will peculiar to himself or herself. Later, one starts to walk on the path. One ascends the evolutionary steps one by one. If there was no evolution, you could not be you of today. You would not be able to attain your present consciousness. Now, let us mention the thresholds these control waves make you pass over, and let us dictate them in sequence. 1. Threshold of arrogance, pride, vindictiveness. 2. Threshold of possessions, property, matter. 3. Threshold of love, affection, friendship. 4. Threshold of humanity, self-sacrifice, tolerance. 5. Threshold of effacing oneself from one's own self. 6. Threshold of attainment, unification. These 6 thresholds are those which should be transcended at the first stage. Now let us write the thresholds following this. Cosmic energies are received after the 6th step. 7. Threshold of attaining cosmic consciousness. 8. Threshold of unifying with the universal consciousness. 9. Threshold of being appointed to special missions, like helping each other and healing in accordance with the consciousnesses. 10. Threshold of being habituated to cosmic energies, direct, indirect, during sleep. 11. Program of overcoming fears and the threshold of transition. 12. Threshold of being appointed to the path of genuine mission. 13. Consciousness, realization, awareness attained during this mission. 14. Logic, responsibility attained during this mission. 15. Willpower attained during this mission. 16. Allegiance consciousness attained during this mission. 17. Universal totality attained during this mission. 18. Humane qualities attained during this mission. The first 6 of the 18 steps we have dictated above carry alpha wave energies. The second 6 carry beta wave energies. The third 6 carry gamma wave energies. 19 is the direct omega gateway. One cannot enter there easily. In order to be accepted there, you have to transcend, one by one, the 18 thresholds listed above. Let us repeat again. Receiving information and deserving the mediums are different things. These very control waves are assisting waves which file your roughnesses, which provoke disputes among people by making you go through terrestrial exams, and by this means, which reveal the genuine personalities, which discover for us the genuine human beings, and which make them coded and prepared for the dimension of salvation. Your terrestrial exams are made by this means, and this system is under the control of the mechanism of influences. In accordance with the accelerated evolutionary program applied on your planet at the moment, the solar teachers who have completed the above-dictated thresholds during their former lives have returned to your planet through reverse transfers to help you on this path. However, their perfection, their advanced consciousnesses and knowledge have been concealed, and medium in which they will perform their missions by their terrestrial consciousnesses have been prepared, because otherwise your world would become a scene of an even greater chaos. At the moment, only to dear Mevlana the permission of revealing her identity is directly given. This, too, is a part of her mission related to the knowledge book which is dictated. The knowledge book, the Book of the Morrows, prepares you for the morrows beginning from today. Private identities are revealed during many individual contacts. Some of the friends around the people in question know and recognize them. But those people can never make themselves accepted by society. In spite of everything, this is prevented through various deceptions. Each person will know only who he or she is, because ages of prophethood will not be gone through anymore. We have revealed dear Mevlana, who is a universal symbol, to public as a necessity of her mission, because the time has come for knowing what is what and the truth. This is for the advantage of your planet. We beg the pardon of dear Mevlana again and again for upsetting her about this matter of revealing. Signed, Center Above the Center. General information. Our friends, the advanced plan operations have been accelerated by the reflection of the suns on the suns. The expression suns is used for awakened, advanced consciousnesses. Your planet, which will possess the awareness of the entire order, is prepared for the dimension of salvation by your self-sacrifice. The suns will shed light on the period of preparation for the Golden Age. Each person will walk on this path consciously, confidently, and awarely by realizing his or her share of duty. Your planet knows the nature of the divine commands coming from the Land of Mighty Ones. Land of Mighty Ones is the focal point where the sacred books had been prepared. Your planet does not have the consciousness of the unknown horizons yet. You who have been taken into the progression program of the final age are being introduced to the technological dimensions. We reach you by declaring the truth to you through the knowledge book, which is bestowed on your planet by a special channel of the Council of the Reality of the Unified Humanity. We are grateful to dear Mevlana. The technological dimension, which has conveyed to you the divine commands of Allah until today, is allotting missions in accordance with each person's sense of duty and frequency power, considering the performed operations. In your planet, even the tiniest living entity has a mission peculiar to itself. You are entities who have been incarnated in your planet as solar teachers. Our human friends still lack the consciousness of what the tricks of the medium are. For this reason, they try to do everything in accordance with their own consciousness. Now we convey to you everything through the pen of the Golden Age by this knowledge book. And we answer your chains of thought article by article. Write, please. 1. The reality of the Unified Humanity Council is obliged to provide the universal unity as the responsible one of the entire universal ordinance. 2. Your sacred books you have received until today are the divine suggestions and celestial knowledge which have prepared you for the present days. 3. During this final age, an unveiling in accordance with their frequency powers has been provided for the private channels of everyone. The purpose is to convey to you the awareness of the universal ordinance. 4. Each person is a free spirit, a free awareness. No one has the right to impose his or her own consciousness on anyone else. Each person is responsible for himself or herself. 5. Those who will lay the foundation of the Golden Age are the children of the morrow. You are now obliged to apply this program of preparation on your planet. 6. In accordance with the laws of the unified field, everyone is subjected to private operations as the spiritual guide of his or her own self. 7. These operations are provided as a result of getting in touch with special people under the supervision of the plan, or people are trained while asleep. Coincidences are prepared mediums. 8. Perceptions of everyone are fortified by the signals received from the divine dimension. These signals are special cosmic currents and energy pores. Do not confuse them with natural cosmic currents. 9. It is not possible for every veiled awareness to receive the cosmic currents showering your planet. For this reason, groups which are close plan, magnetic, aura projecting focal points have been established in your planet. The mediumic period has been started. 10. In your entire planet, consciousnesses who were able to elevate themselves up to the energy of the universal dimension know the truth, and they are obliged to convey it to those who do not know it. 11. You should not act considering the perceptive powers of people, but you should reveal the truth without any hesitation. Doubts have always retarded you. 12. All the work performed during this final age are under the supervision of the plan. The source is the same. 13. Information given to you is the mirror of the truth. Those who gaze into that mirror, those who are awakened by this consciousness, are obliged to serve directly the dimension of the unified reality. 14. The services made are for the single. You should act being conscious of this. 15. Efforts still made on the private channel work is a waste of time. Selfish efforts are never forgiven during this final age. The retaliation to be paid is within time. 16. Awakening means to attain realization. It is to act in accordance with logic. A person who is subjected to the exams of awakening is appointed to the field of conscious mission at the end of this period. 17. Those who still waste time with visions of sleep, who act in accordance with them, can never undertake duty in the active mission field of the plan, can never be beneficial to humanity. 18. Information received by the channels which has not been connected to the center are the old information of their own realities. 19. Channels which continue to give this information do not get help from the plan. They waste time with their own information. They cannot in any way make any progress. 20. Passing over the threshold of the golden age occurs by the help of the divine plan. Everything is for your own good. 21. We expect missions with more realization from you as the days in which the heavens will be open get closer. The missions you will perform should not be for your own selves, but for humanity. For us, the genuine mission is this. 22. The leaders of the groups are not sheikhs, but are the channel assistants of the plan. 23. Healing focal points have been connected directly to the channel of the center. It has nothing to do with the personal power of the healer. The channel helps the sick people who recuperate or will be recuperated. 24. For centuries, we have started by telling you and everything about Allah, His supremacy, His help. The establisher of this great ordinance now invites you to become genuine human beings and to a discerning, aware, and logical duty consciousness. 25. The investments of years are sprouting now during this period. Everything will attain light through you, who are the lights of the golden age. 26. To awaken is to attain realization and to get consciousness. It means to perform one's duty by living one's world by everything it has. 27. Not to be able to attain realization is nothing but the imposition of certain powers of their own consciousnesses on you. For this reason, we connect the channels to the center. You are under supervision. 28. To conceal the universal information, which is not the original possessions of any medium, imposes great responsibility on the channel in question. 29. You are all equal. Do not overestimate each other. Differences of knowledge are born from the levels of consciousness and from duties. 30. We would like to see the maturity we wish to see in you also in the service of information. The information transaction should not be programmed in accordance with your personal thought. 31. Solar teachers who have been transferred to your planet from universal dimensions are trying at the moment to convey and teach you love and humane qualities for your evolution. 32. You, who still possess individual egos, exceptions excluded, are not aware of anything. You only know the scarcity of time, but no one has attained the genuine consciousness of it. 33. The divine commands, as the entire universal laws of the divine authorities, have been organized in accordance with the frequency of each dimension. All of them, as a single constitution, are under the supervision of the plan. 34. The responsibility of the knowledge book is under the supervision of the World Lord, and it is bestowed on you by the aids of the Golden Galaxy dimension. 35. Each person in your planet carries the responsibility of this knowledge book, which is bestowed on your planet. 36. Provided you act being conscious of it, you will undertake your universal responsibility. 37. Even the slightest alteration cannot be made on the knowledge book. Its original form cannot be corrupted. 38. If each medium compares the information he or she has received until today with the information of the knowledge book, he or she will make analyses and syntheses of them in a more conscious way. 39. No information is superior to another one, because the source is the same. Information is prepared in accordance with the power of frequency and perception, with duty consciousness, with evolvements. 40. First of all, the group leader should attain the genuine consciousness. One should regard the truth in an impartial way and should not act with prejudice. 41. We wish to see the perfection that will be seen in everything, first of all, in all the group leaders in your planet. 42. Mediums of lethargy will not be tolerated from now on. This is declared for the missionaries. 43, information given to each channel is for confirming each other. By this means, you attain the consciousness of the truth. 44, Mevlana Essence Nucleus Group, which carries a dimensional frequency connected to the essence channel of the plan, possesses a characteristic different than the other groups, because this group gives service directly in the service of the Lord and as the essence staff members of the plan. 45. Each group in your planet sheds light on society through the different frequency dimensions of the plan. The friends of the Mevlana Essence Nucleus, as the tongue, the hand, and the eye of the plan directly, are obliged to convey to you the universal ordinance and the truth. 46. The Knowledge Book is a universal constitution. It is not under the license of any group. It belongs to every group and is a universal guide. 47. For this reason, the Knowledge Book carries a great responsibility for your planet. To grasp the truth is a gain for each of our terrestrial friends. 48. The Knowledge Book is not the imposition of a group. It is the voice of the plan, is the light of the truth, the sun of salvation, and is the order of the Lord. The truth will be attained in time. 49. Your planet is in the influence field of the awareness of the entire universal ordinance. Negativities will, in time, give service by attaining consciousness on the positive path by the cosmic influences. 50. False evaluations and personal interpretations among groups will become ineffective in time, provided you attain universal evolvement. 51. During this final age, each frequency is under supervision. The truths are conveyed to you by the suggestions coming from an established order. 52. The universal investments, the help and service you will extend towards humanity, will begin the moment you give up serving yourselves. 53. The lights of the Maros have been seen on the horizon. We wish to see the cooperative hands and consciousnesses, which will extend towards those lights as an integrated whole. 54. We are answering all the thoughts we receive from the thought signals. The plan, that is, the supreme mechanism, is not, in fact, a supervising factor. It is a system constituted by directing staffs. It is the cooperative, operational focal point of numerous plans. Its services are for the single and for the advanced ordinances. They are all in service as an integrated whole. 55. The different directing staffs of the plan have conveyed to you the channel information received by our medium friends until today through certain missions. 56. In fact, the supervision is performed by the galactic missions by the command of the Divine Order. These missions are the projectors of the system which have helped to convey to you the sacred books you have received until today. 57. All the systems are connected to the plan. This place provides the unification with the advanced staffs. 58. The Council of the Universal Ordinance is the directing mechanism of the system. 59. The Knowledge Book is bestowed on your planet from this system. The World Lord is responsible for this. 60. The World Lord, Amon, and Ra are the direct projecting zone of the plan as the joint triple code. 61. Ra here is the Lord of the system. This is an operational order. Do not confuse it with the single and with the one. In future, messages will be given about the single and the one. 62. We extend our helping hands to you as much as we can. Being still late and grasping the truth means wasting time. From now on, please sharpen your consciousnesses. Do not tire us anymore. 63. The universal laws and programs prepared centuries ago had been prepared in accordance with the time units of the world. At the moment, time has gained speed. Dates are approaching. 64. The scarcity of time is being mentioned as a result of the time period, which will be accelerated even more. 65. You are faced with a change of age. Do not ever forget this. Everything will settle in its course silently and profoundly. 66. Your planet, which will go through a cosmic age for 3 centuries, will reach the golden age only afterwards. 67. Provided you respect the universal laws and orders as much as we do, you can reach the golden age even quicker. This is a matter of evolution. 68. You will be the ones who will establish in future a brand new order which will be applied on your planet. Your planet will never be invaded by extraterrestrial friends. 69. Your world is yours, and those who will rule it are you, our terrestrial brothers and sisters. Certain wrong conditioned thoughts drive you towards wrong paths. 70. The advanced consciousnesses of the Golden Age are selected one by one by the special channel of the Golden Galaxy dimension and are connected to the plan. 71. The plan never gives directives and commands. It only helps and guides you in the steps you will take forward. 72. The final selections are made in accordance with your essence consciousnesses. There is no intercession in any matter. To deserve intercession depends on you. You will find its proof within time. 73. We have nothing to do with names and symbols. Spiritual experiences rather than terrestrial experiences are valid here. 74. Your planet is prepared for salvation by the operations done on the path of humanity, by the efforts of collective consciousnesses, and by their self-sacrifice. 75. That which we require of you is your saying hello to us with a happy, trustworthy world full of love without wars. 76. It can be too late if you still expect proofs. Proofs and the truths are in your children and in the course of your world. Look and see the future. 77. After the year 1990, your planet will go through critical periods. Happiness will be yours if you give service on the genuine path. Your gain is serving humanity and the universes. 78. This message of ours has been given as a suggestion of the plan for all the world groups. It is presented for your information. And it's signed, it is transmitted from the Cosmos Federal Assembly. It is answer to the chains of thought. Our friends, the Golden Age is the operational order of all the celestial doctrines assembled in a whole. The cosmic focal points will continue to do their duties until the day when everyone will attain his or her essence consciousness, and everyone will work on this path. Many times we have mentioned in detail the characteristics of the knowledge book. We have given certain hints so that everyone could grasp the truth. However, no one has attained the consciousness that the events which take place are the phenomena depending on selection. For this reason, we will continue from time to time to tell you about the functions of the knowledge book, about the specialty and the mission of Dear Mevlana in the knowledge book. These repetitions will continue until you grasp the truth. The truth is conveyed to you by these methods. Now let us make an explanation again. The knowledge book, rendered effective as the proof of the information received by all the consciousnesses who are awakened during this final age program, is a guide for you, is a synthesis of your views and thoughts, as a stimulating power of your planet, and as a light of the truth. It is the tongue of the times beyond time. It is the main source of the system. The knowledge book is a book which has been prepared in accordance with the consciousness levels found in every section of society, which carries a special frequency power and which serves under the status of the Universal Constitution. It is not a book of enlightenment, but a book of warning, connection, and selection. Its frequency is regulated in accordance with the perception power of each consciousness level. For this reason, each person receives the information according to his or her own level of consciousness. According to the program of progress, everyone who attains consciousness can easily grasp the true meaning of this book. This message is dictated specially for our friends who are meticulous about the contradictions. Let us repeat. The information which seemed like contradiction in the book is included on purpose. This is a coding of frequencies and consciousness, and we will continue to add them too. No more information will be given about this matter again. Dear Mevlana, undertaking the mission of a solar teacher, is present in your planet as our spokesperson. She is neither a prophet nor a god. She is only a light teacher and a very beloved friend of ours. Through the knowledge book dictated to our friend, the order of the reality of the unified humanity, prepared in accordance with the collective operational ordinance of all the missions and of the universal mechanism, is introduced to all societies in your planet. We, as the unified reality universal missions, are the servants of the Lord, and we are the messengers of the truth. It is presented for your information, signed, Reality. The Cosmic Age and its Terrestrial Reflection. Our friends, we call the waves expanding from the Golden Galaxy Empire towards the Golden Suns the Cosmic Reflection Focal Points. The expression, the Golden Suns, is used for the awakened consciousnesses who give service from the Golden Galaxy Dimension, which is the projecting focal point of the Universal Ordinance. The way in which this operational system, which will make you attain the awareness of the entire ordinance is projected on your planet, and the medium it makes you go through is called the cosmic age. During the cosmic age, the cosmic energies, by the mechanism of influences specially projected on you by the technological dimensions, has begun by the direct command of the Lord. The cosmic age comprises, in the terrestrial plan, an accelerated evolutionary program of 100 years. And this is a celestial help extended towards the supreme beings who will be the lights of the golden age. These waves, which bring out the inferiorities among the superiorities, and which make our human brothers and sisters attain genuine superiority and the consciousness of singleness by all means, make the supreme ones supreme and the inferior ones even more inferior. During this selection program, your world is purifying itself by these waves. The specialty of this system is that the cosmic energies showering your planet are projected on you, and you choose your own paths in accordance with your own levels of consciousness. The paths you design belong entirely to you. We, only as a reflective focal point, extend celestial help to friends who can reach us as the missionaries of the plan by the help of the cosmic waves, especially directed towards your planet. During this transition period, these cosmic aids to be extended towards our human brothers and sisters will continue until 2200, of course, for those who can reach us. Afterwards, the cosmic age will come to an end completely, and the golden age will directly be started. After a cosmic age of 3 centuries, you will live as an integrated whole without feeling the need for celestial help, since everyone will attain the realization of the plan and the ordinance. The period you're going through at the moment is the chaos of the opening of channels and of the operations still going on. According to the final program of progress, everyone's channel is open in your planet in accordance with the levels of consciousness, either directly or through intuition, and are still being opened. At the moment, by the command of the plan, the command of not making celestial interference with any channel until the year 2000 has been given. For this reason, since everyone will try to enlighten others according to his or her own level of consciousness, your planet will go through a cosmic resurrection. The information we give to our human brothers and sisters through this knowledge book will make them attain the truth by keeping them away from this period of confusion, by making them attain realization. In this medium of chaos, this celestial knowledge book will be a guide in your plan of salvation. The choice is yours. We can only keep the friends who can reach us, who can grasp the truth by their genuine consciousnesses, away from this program of chaos by holding their hands. Later, much more powerful information will be given to you. Become powerful for this. Add power to your power. Expand your consciousness potential. Otherwise, there is the probability of you walking the path to be trodden on foot. Each new day is a threshold of cosmic progress. To transcend this threshold systematically will prepare you for the unseen horizons of the advanced plans and will take you to unknown worlds. For this reason, we do not interfere with and impose upon any of our terrestrial brothers and sisters and their channels. Only to those who have attained the awareness of the ordinance and the plan, direct help is extended from the center. We have received the command of extending this help only to the codes who are connected to the plan. We have dictated this message as an answer to the signals we have received from certain chains of thought, signed Center Above the Center. Notice and warning for integrated consciousnesses, our friends, as the rings of a chain which extend from the past eternity to the future eternity, you are beings who are equipped with all the universal secrets. Each one has private channels peculiar to himself or herself, and those channels have evolutions belonging to the systems they are in. Beings who can reach advanced plans after the final evolutionary line of established ordinance and the plan are afterwards subjected to the evolutionary ordinance of those dimensions. However, the ordinance of all the realms is under the supervision of the divine plan. Divine authorities are not religious authorities. They are the preparatory authorities only for the consciousnesses who have been exalted by religious enlightenments, enabling them to receive different information in more advanced plans. For this reason, since the channel of each person carries the frequencies of different dimensions, differences of perception and information occur. Each person's private channel develops the ability to receive different information through the progress he or she has made in accordance with the evolutionary ordinance. Since during this period of sincerity, everyone is taken into the dimension of awakening by the effect of the mechanism of influences, conflicts pertaining to awareness and knowledge occur among people. But since the plan has sent you during this final program of progress to help your brothers and sisters and your planet, first, it takes under supervision the consciousnesses awakened by their own essence evolutionary dimensional energies parallel to the services which will be rendered, and it veils their old channel information. The goal is not our human brothers and sisters proving themselves, but their serving and helping humanity. Unless the rings of his or her ego chains are broken one by one, that person lacks the attributes peculiar to humans. For this reason, the essences of sisters who came from advanced dimensions keep aching. A person who has found himself or herself, who has seen the light of the truth, is respectful towards the laws of the universal ordinance and obeys them. Let us repeat again, this knowledge book which is dictated is neither a religion, nor an astrology, nor Dear Mevlana's own private channel information. This book is a guide dictated by the command of the system crying out the truth. Helping and serving humanity will occur under its light. Because this book of the final age is the book of the Lord, which projects the universal order on you. We are the residents of the golden galaxy who act by the commands we receive and who serve on the order establishing dimensions. The special channel of the Universal Council conveys to you all the truth through this book. During this final age, the channels of everyone are kept under supervision, and we call to you only from the dimension of serving humanity. The only goal and mission of all of you should be this. Communications with their own private channels are nothing but a waste of time for our awakened friends. In this final period, the private, powerful channels of no one can save him or her. Supervision is under the control of the universal ordinance. If you do not serve on this path, your private channels cannot exonerate you from the exams you will go through. Because you have become existent in your planet by having conformed to the call of this final period, we invite you to universal unification once more. We call you for the services which will be made under the roof of humanity by removing conflicts of channel and of information among you, and we will always repeat this call. This book, which is revealed as the warning book of the final age, is your salvation. It is beneficial to read it, to make others read it, and to heed the words told. Please get rid of individualism. Shake yourselves. Do not be delayed any more in understanding the truth. It is presented for your information. Signed, the Central System. Okay, that was Fascicle 25. It gives you quite a bit to think about. Now, the next fascicle that I read will be in a couple weeks, and it will be whatever fascicle is appropriate for that day. If you're new to this, this is the last of the three fascicles that one reads before deciding if they want to take on the program of the Knowledge Book. And you can Google the Knowledge Book, and that'll take you to the website. It's quite interesting. I find it to be quite enlightening. Not only because a lot of the things that are in there are things that have been told to me by spirit through the years, but also things that I have directly experienced. Speaking of that experience, we have been having some really interesting things going on with the quantum vortex experience. Now, we've been leading the meditations, the Blue Spark meditation and the Golden Grid meditation, for over a year. However, what's happening now is a deeper and deeper connection. It's more profound, it's more powerful, and it's been interesting to notice that several of the people in any group have admitted that they have seen what I've been leading them to before I've said it. They see the gold color, they see the beings coming around them, they've already gone to their best place, you know, things like that. And they're saying, wow, you know, I wouldn't have believed it except that I saw it and then you said it. Now, my take on that is, see, I told you I didn't make this all up. It just kind of comes through. The reason for all this, though, is way deep. And as I told you before, if you've been a listener for a while, you know that the reason that we're doing this, that we're dragging ourselves around the country at great expense, I might add, we're doing this because Spirit said we had to go do it now. We started making it donation because Spirit also said it has to be so that no one is excluded. And there's a reason behind that, which I'm not going to discuss with you. The problem has been that people are still so locked in fear that we've experienced things even after telling people, you know, we were charging $75 a piece last year just to make sure we had enough money to get from place to place and to get a motel occasionally. We ask people to put us up, you know, and feed us so we don't have to raise the price. Well, in the meantime, folks, gas has gone up to double. Lodging has gone to double. Food has gone to double. And what has happened is we've had a few people who have actually given us $75 or $100. We had a person last year that actually gave us $777, which is what enabled us to get back home from the Far East Coast. You know, and we're in Sedona, so, you know, it's quite a ways to go. What we have this year is we have people either giving us nothing, taking what they can and leaving, or giving us a dollar or two and thinking that that's satisfactory. Now, if a dollar or two is all you have, then it's definitely satisfactory. However, these are people who have jobs, who are, you know, attending things that cost $1,000 or more, or at least $150, and think nothing of it. And other people, you know, we've had people that came in and said, I don't have much money. They've given us like $35 or $40. So the reason I'm telling you this is because I'm noticing something that's very, very disturbing. It's one of these things where it's like, hey, I got what I want and screw everybody else. Now, I have a problem with that, folks, because I know it's coming. So I'm looking at this and going, oh, Lord, I'm getting a little worried about this. You know, not so much for us, because we'll end up wherever we end up. But I am very, very worried for humanity. And I've mentioned many times before, you have to get rid of ego. You have to get rid of judgment and prejudice and greed and fear. You have to get rid of the fear. And so what are we seeing but people who are in such fear of lack that they get something that's so valuable, they don't even know how valuable it is yet. And it's not that we're the only people doing this. There are other people that are finding other ways to reach people. There are many of us on the planet, many light workers, working to awaken the rest of the light workers. But what I'm saying is, you know, if you're going to go about your lives and be busy and not take care of your spiritual selves, then you've made a choice. And you better think about that choice that you've made. And if you're not helping other people in some way, then, well, I don't have anything else to say. You know, all I can say is you better be helping humanity or you're in big trouble, Bubba. So that's the way it is. And, you know, time is short, guys. Time is real short. We're about to have something really amazing happen and several amazing things. And as I've told people, it can go anywhere from, you know, spaceships landing to the ascension process to the destruction of Earth as we know it to, you know, crossing over into another dimension to, you know, worse Earth changes. I don't know as far as that goes. I've seen many scenarios and I've heard many things from many people. But what I do know is that we can connect everybody up to this golden grid, to the consciousness experience that we've been bringing around for people. And once we get you connected up with that consciously, then we can change what's happening in an instant. Why do you think we're running around the country doing this? And, you know, I keep telling people, please pay attention to what I'm saying here, because time is so short. And it's not that we're not all connected. Remember, I always tell you guys, we are always connected, and we can't ever be anything but that. But this is about the conscious connection. This is about consciously choosing to serve humanity, consciously choosing to help each other. And if you're not doing that, you better take a really good hard look at yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to give all your money away. It does not mean that you have to give every moment of your time away. But it means that your eyes should be directed towards unity. And that there are things that you are doing in your life that are actually helping you to progress that way. And that you are actually helping people. Look around you, you know, when you drive down the street. You know, we had an incident that happened a couple weeks ago when we first came to Florida, where there was a man sitting on the side of the road with a little cardboard sign, and he just looked exhausted, and he said, "Traveling, need help." And so we stopped and we gave him a couple bucks. We turned around and he was gone, just poof, vanished. And I'm not talking, we went down to the end of the block and it was a few minutes. I'm talking about the guy was standing in plain sight with nothing around him, and he vanished. Now, any religious person would tell you that was an angel of the Lord, and that that was a test for us. Other people would say, oh, the guy probably ran off to get a beer or something. But I look at that and I go, you know, I know that this guy vanished so fast that he could not have gone anyplace. We had another thing happen today where there was a man standing at the side of the road who looked like he'd been beat up, and his sign said, "Beaten and robbed, please help." Okay, so how many cars helped him? You know, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, and everybody says, oh, you know, it's just a bum, just wants a cigarette or just wants a drink or something. You don't know that. And a dollar or two from you could make the difference of life or death to someone, especially when it's this hot outside and you can't even get water for free. I mean, this is getting scary, guys. And you know what? We allowed it to happen. We as a collective. So I'm asking you, please, to look within your hearts and to see what you can do to help humanity. Because we are all in this soup together, and if we don't pull it together, somebody's going to pull it together for us in a way that we may not like. So, you know, if you're concerned with all the political goings on, if you're worried about, you know, something that the government's going to do, if you're worried about any of that kind of stuff, or worried about, you know, judgment from afar, first of all, nobody judges you but you, and I've told you that before. I know that from my near-death experiences. But the other thing is, since time is so short, what are you going to do to assure your place in the new dimension? You know, what's it going to take for you to wake up? And if I could come up with something that was very elegant and in a sentence could tell you how important this is, believe me, I'd be doing it. I don't know what else to say. So I'm asking you, please, to hear what is coming out, kind of a little bit strung out maybe, but please hear what's behind it and let me speak heart to heart with you. Please open your hearts and open your minds, because there's no more time. You don't have the time to wait years and think that you're going to go and meditate later, or that you're going to learn this one particular thing later. There's no time left. It has to be now. You have to act now. All of the light workers must awaken now and perform their missions. So, I know that's a little heavy, and I apologize for that, but it had to be. And all the only other thing that I can offer you is that we are traveling around and doing our best, and more people are waking up, and more people are making the choice. And, you know, you got to know this is a choice, okay? It's a big choice. I've been watching people being tested left and right. I'm watching myself being tested. And the tests are coming more fast and furious because, as I say in the book, we have 1,000 years of evolution that has to happen in 1 year. So we have quite a responsibility, all of us, not only to ourselves and our loved ones, but to the entire creation. And if you've been in the beam with one of these quantum vortex gatherings that we've done, then you know what I'm talking about. You know that the connection that happens is so intense and such a good reminder of who we really are, and you know how valuable it is. So to that end, now we're out of Florida. Our next stop is going to be in Pennsylvania. So if you or anyone that you know is in Pennsylvania and wants to attend one of the gatherings, please do give us a call. You can call my number, 928-301-2131. and or call the 800 number and leave a message. It's better to call the first number, though, that I gave you, or drop me an email. And please let us know, and we'll get in touch with you. I think we have three gatherings going on, one in Wernersville, one in Reading. I'm not sure where the other one is. It might be Allentown or Morgantown. And then we'll be going to New York, New Hampshire, New York, Maine, and then upstate New York. We'll be doing a group with Steve Barish. And I don't know if Steve's home yet or not, but Steve and I will be doing a show next weekend. I'll be on his show. And he has just finished speaking at Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Seminar, and he said it was really awesome, and people were really connecting with the love there. So it's happening, folks. We're getting more and more love upon the planet, more peace, and more responsibility. We do have to take responsibility. So thank you for your part in that. You know, I love you guys so much. If you had any idea how much I love you, you would never see yourself as being less than you think you are. And with that, I'm going to sign off for tonight. I'm sorry I didn't have the internet connection to do the fast blast. But just know that I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.